I'm the Juggernaut, bitch!
Geek Dudes Radio.
Centipede was my joint.
What was Biafra's first name in that movie? What's the Jello?
All the stoners are giggling at it.
Visit our website at www.geekjuicemedia.com.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Geek Juice Radio.
Were you waiting for me to interrupt you for in some way?
Yes, I was.
That's why I didn't, because I knew you were ready for it this week.
Yeah, I that's why I specifically didn't say a great episode, because then you'd go, oh, stop lying, and then I'd call you on it, but it didn't work.
And Josh wins again.
Yeah, see? Ha, well, I win.
Well played, Josh.
And did you notice, I never do that to Charlie. I only do that to you.
Well, it's another great episode of Geek Juice Radio with me, Alex Jowski. We've got Josh.
Yeah, I'm here.
And then we've got Kevin Daly.
That would be me.
And tonight we're discussing internet culture.
I don't think the word culture can be used when the internet is concerned.
Well, like internet.
Just because it's a bad culture doesn't mean it's not a culture.
Yeah, and cultures are also used in molds, spores, and funguses. Not a positive way to think of a culture, is it?
Then if you're a biology guy, then you deal a lot in culture.
Still not positive.
Or cheese. Or yogurt cheese. With its active cultures.
Would you rather say internet society?
Yeah, if you go by the old movie Society where the guy had a face grown out of his butthole. That's from a real movie, by the way.
I wouldn't be surprised.
90s.
Well, we're going to start with one of the biggest things on the internet, which would be internet memes.
Go ahead, say it. You know you wanna.
Well, which one? Just by saying it, you could be referencing a billion memes. I could say, like, yo, dog.
No, you know you want to start, you know you want to start giving me crap over the one about me. You know you want to.
Oh, yes, the Josh meme.
Yeah, like you totally forgot about that, my ass.
I did forget about it.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, see, Kevin's backing me up. No, you didn't.
But
I'm guessing that's the whole reason we're doing this today, in fact.
Hey, this wasn't my idea for an episode. This was Jowski's, so...
And it wasn't my idea to bring up that meme.
Sure it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
No, there's a million memes we could bring up. But before we do you know what the term meme comes from?
Scott Murray explained it to me once, but if I can remember.
The word is an idea, behavior, style that spreads to person within a culture. Actually comes from the ancient Greek word mimema. Or mimos, which means something imitated, to imitate. It's where we get mime from as well. And then it was the British evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins who coined the term to describe cultures.
I actually like Richard Dawkins. He's a very intelligent person.
The more you know.
Yes.
Hey Kevin, knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe. I didn't grow up in the 80s or anything. Mm-hmm.
I did, and I loved G.I. Joe.
But, I was being sarcastic. Obviously, I grew up in the 80s.
But what do you think generally of internet memes that do not involve you?
They're for the weak-minded. They are one person saying one thing unfunny, and then someone else having the weird psychotic ideal that if I repeat this unfunny thing 1,000 times, that will make it funny just by how oft it's repeated. And I'm sorry, but something not funny repeated endlessly is still not funny. Thank you, Seth MacFarlane.
Well, no. It was funny once, maybe. Know what I mean?
No. I've never found any of those internet memes funny. I've never understood why people are so desperate to proliferate these things and to spread them. I mean, these things seem to spread through the internet faster than a virgin on prom night. I don't understand why people think repeating what... Let's just say for the sake of argument, one is funny. Why would you think that repeating something that someone else said that was funny somehow still makes it funny for you? I don't get that. I just don't.
I think I'm amused by them.
I'm amused.
And shocking, Josh ate something else again.
Are you really surprised, Kevin? Come on.
No, I'm not. I just assumed you hate everything. I'm more surprised when you tell me you like something.
I like you.
Well, thank you. I like you too, Josh.
But I'm saying, did that surprise you?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Oh, come on. We've done how many shows together? Really?
I don't know. I just assume you hate everything. It's a safer assumption. The odds are in my favor if I assume that.
I do like memes when they first start. Like for the
They do. They do have a tendency to wear out quickly, do they not?
They do. Very quickly.
And to me, the worst ones are the ones that that Doug Walker tried to do. For the longest time, when he was still doing Nostalgia Critic, Doug Walker was trying to make memes. He was trying so hard to force them on his people. And that's the worst kind. As bad as memes are, at least when they happen relatively organically, that's one thing. When you make up a meme to say, hey, I want to do this, then you're in kind of douchebag territory.
Well, I mean, they really only work if they're organic. I mean, that's kind of I feel like that's kind of the idea. Like,
which I think is why Doug Walker never got one to actually take off.
Yeah,
probably.
Because they're really not something you can force.
You can try.
Like, every time I hear somebody say, let's make a meme of this, I automatically go, think in my head, no, I will not. Because there is the thing about, like, repeating somebody else's joke over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, do you really want to be known as Carlos Mencia of the internet?
Yeah, there's that.
I mean, sorry if I had to go there to the dark place, but at least I didn't go Dane Cook.
Yes, there's another guy that...
Dane Cook is one of those guys who just yells things and thinks that they're funny.
He does. You know, and there was a time where Dane Cook was funny. I mean, I think it was about, like, 5 minutes of his special.
His two unaired TV pilots actually have some funny jokes in them.
I actually think he's an okay actor when he's done some serious stuff. Like, what was that movie with Kevin Costner? It was not a great movie, but he was pretty good in it, actually.
Yeah, and he was also in Double Team with Jean-Claude and what's his face? Black Tranny from the basketball.
But what I don't like are when internet memes cross...
It skips right over any conversation we're having about...
He is so determined to do
again.
He is so determined with this on-topic shit, Kevin. I don't get it. You know,
I don't know either. Has he not hung around us before? We never stay on topic.
I know. God.
Or when I was gonna say when memes leave the internet, when you see them in TV and movies.
Like, I know exactly where you're going with this. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Oh, that. Yeah, I never actually saw that video before the movie, and then somebody explained it to me.
But that just shows you how bereft of talent or creativity Brett Ratner is, that he thought that was not only a good idea, but an idea to highlight as well.
That movie sucked. But I like Vinnie Jones, that's the thing, is I just couldn't hate it because I like Vinnie Jones.
I'm talking more about, like, seeing Nope Chuck Testa in a commercial. That's not the Chuck Testa commercial.
The Chuck Testa thing is a commercial.
I'm talking not the Chuck Testa commercial.
Speaking of Chuck, there's the Chuck Norris nonsense that's online. Oh. Chuck Norris could do it. People will show an old picture of, like, an atomic mushroom cloud, and they'll go, Chuck Norris sneezed. I'm sorry. It's not funny.
Those started as Vin Diesel jokes, by the way.
But, like, when stuff advertises with, making Chuck Norris commercials, or maybe a joke about Rebecca Black for a commercial.
Oh, you mean like those emerald, well, no, the, what the hell are those things? No, they're not emerald nuts. It's the hard shell.
Oh, pistachio.
The pistachio commercial.
Oh, yeah, the pistachios that have got.
It has, like, Keyboard Cat and some of the other stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, I don't really think it was an internet meme, but. You know, you kind of had that same thing with, remember the Steven Seagal Mountain Dew commercials where he parodied himself?
Oh, yes, vaguely.
Where you know, he goes in to buy a Mountain Dew and, you know, it's clearly fat, you know, out of shape Steven Seagal. And he's just, you know, like he bends down and the ninja star misses him and he opens the cabinet and hits the robber and he foils like a robbery of ninjas. All just by being a complete doofus, and then he doesn't even realize what he did, and I'm like, that was legitimately a funny commercial. And the fact that Steven Seagal would parody himself like that shows a little humility for a man that by all intents and purposes, doesn't have any.
Well, I was going to say, and there was a campaign ad for Mike Huckabee where Chuck Norris would spout Chuck Norris facts.
I don't think I saw that one.
Well, he didn't make it very far in the primaries, that's why.
Yeah, well, Chuck Norris became a right-wing religious loon.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, so.
He was probably always that, it just became more out there.
Yeah, I'll give you that, Kevin.
But when I see, like, an internet meme, like, on a t-shirt or in a commercial or something, it's like they're saying, hey, we're just like you guys, now buy our shit because we're part of your group.
I disagree.
Why's that? And keep in mind, by the time they incorporate those memes into their commercials, the meme's not only dead, it's been beaten so bad.
Well, that's because your general advertising culture moron doesn't get the internet. So by the time it filters to them, it's well past its whatever minuscule shelf life it had.
Right. And then, you know, there's the argument that says, because a lot of these memes are started on like 4chan. There's an old thing that says as soon as it gets off of 4chan, it's already dead.
I mean, that's... good point. Yeah.
Oh, I've got my fair share of them.
Yes, we all do.
And they flock to Josh. Troll magnet.
He is troll bait.
And right now, okay, I'm going to get a little bit serious, but a little bit funny. I think it is so funny right now that after all my Back to the Future ranting and all that, that some of the comments are that, you know, people love this movie so much, they are absolutely unwilling to accept the fact that I do not like this movie that they like so much. Like, for instance, remember when Brad reviewed The Dark Knight Rises and no one would accept the fact that he didn't like the movie?
People
even accused him of, you know, oh, he's just trolling for fun. You know, they said, Brad, you have to like this movie. We do, so you do. Well, this Back to the Future thing, comments are like, Josh is just trying to troll his trolls and he's doing a great job. One guy said he can't honestly believe the things he put in that article. F*** you! Yes, I do!
Yeah, well, if there's one thing I can never accuse you of, Josh, is being dishonest. I know you truly believe those things.
Yeah.
Except for the one when I was being satirical, but that was the whole point of that entire article was satire.
Right.
So the pro-censorship one of why the 90s were better because of all the things we censored, that one was pure satire, but that one was meant to be.
Well, people may not agree with you. I don't understand the accusations of trolling. That's obviously not the case.
And one guy put it very succinctly, and I don't think he meant to be this succinct. He said, guys, if you keep bringing it up, Josh got into your head, and that's the worst place for him to be. And I'm like, yeah, he's right. If you guys are just sitting here all day thinking about how much you hate me, I f***ing win.
Sounds like a victory for you, Josh.
Like yeah, I win big.
They can't sleep. They're rolling around in bed going, that's the f***ing Josh.
Why does Josh hate this movie that I love so much?
He no reiki to Josh Whedon.
Yeah, right?
Now there's the definition of troll, well, according to Wikipedia, is somebody who posts inflammatory, extraneous, or off-topic messages in an online community, such as forums, chat rooms, blogs, etc., with the primary intent of provoking readers into an emotional response. So, Josh, you saying Back to the Future is racist. Are you doing that too? Actually, it wasn't even you that posted that, by the way.
Oh, and by the way, those people that are saying I stole it from Cracked? No, I didn't. I got that from a print magazine in the 90s. I believe it was a film threat, but I might be wrong on that.
Oh, so you did?
So, no. Well, no, that's for the first place I heard it. But I'm just saying everyone goes, oh, he just got that off Cracked.com. Do you guys know where Cracked.com got it?
Probably from
the 90s era film magazine.
In fact, I was looking into how to write for Cracked, and they tell you, you know, you have to do all your research through different mediums. So, yeah, it is most likely that writer for Cracked got it from that magazine.
Yeah, and I don't remember what the hell it was, because, I mean, Christ, I read it 15 years ago, so you guys can't expect me to remember it.
I mean, but, yeah, I was going to say, Cracked, as hilarious as that site is, the writers there, you know, and editors, they do their research, and they often cite their sources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. And I just like the fact that, it really does bother me that as a critic, and ostensibly that's what all three of us are critics.
Yes.
We're not allowed to dislike something that everyone else likes. Or the opposite, we're not allowed to like something everyone else dislikes. One of the things my trolls constantly bring up to me is, if I don't like some movie that they do, they go, oh, he liked Blair Witch too, so his opinion clearly doesn't mean anything.
Yes, when they do that.
It's like, you know what? You all suck.
Yeah, I don't like Blair Witch 2, but I'm not going to discount your ability to like it. I like some I like The Core. That is a movie. Still like it.
It is a really bad movie.
Yeah, it is. I'm not going to argue. I still think it's fun, and well, I enjoy it.
I went on a huge rant on that.
I know. That's okay. We don't have to agree on everything.
Yeah, but I don't even know where you would have stolen it from, Cracked. I did a search for it and just couldn't find anything saying Back to the Future is racist.
It was one of their videos. That's why it wasn't an article.
That's probably why.
Yeah, they did it in one of their videos. But here's the thing. Even if I was trolling,
right.
Am I wrong in reading into that?
Am I wrong
in seeing the racism that clearly there?
I think I understand that. I see where you're getting it. I think you're overanalyzing it a little bit, but I see where you see that.
Well, and then it also comes down, well, one of the troll comments was that they know the screenwriter of Back to the Future, and he doesn't have a racist bone in his body, and they started, how dare you accuse this kindly old man who's never harmed another person in his life of being a racist pig like you? And I said, you know what? That made me laugh harder than anything else.
Some old man just crying because you called him a racist.
Or as Charlie put it, I didn't get into the show business to be criticized.
I can definitely see how you would interpret it as being racist. I'm not saying that you're right or wrong, because nobody is really right or wrong with how they interpret a movie in the first place. And that's what a lot of trolls think, is that, oh, you're right or you're wrong. There's just those two things.
Alex, here's the thing. They specifically chose one of the first black breakthrough artists into white culture. If they had chosen Roy Orbison, there would be no racial undertone to it. If they had chosen Great Balls of Fire as the song, there would be no, if they chose Jerry Lee Lewis, there'd be no racial overtone. They specifically chose a black artist. And not just that, the first black artist to accuse of plagiarism. That, to me, says something underlying that they probably don't want to admit. But maybe that wasn't in the script. George Miller insists to this day there is no subtle undercurrent of homosexuality in The Road Warrior. And good God, yes, there is. You might not have intended it, but it's there.
Now, do you know that trolling isn't referred to as trolling in other countries?
I was not aware of this.
In Chinese, they actually refer to it as bai mu, which means white eye. Implying that the people don't have pupils, that they're just blindly talking nonsense, literally blind.
That is a little too zen for me. Sorry.
Well, but then you've also got this weird thing with the trolls where you can disagree with something Kevin, Alex, or I say. You can vehemently disagree with us. When you go the extra step to make fake Twitter accounts of us and hack our websites, and denial of service our websites, and start sending poop in the mail to our houses, you've gone beyond sanity.
Right.
And you know, that really lets me know, I really got into your f***ing head, didn't I?
Yeah, if people are willing to cross a line other than, I'm just going to leave an anonymous comment that says you suck.
And see, My issue
with these people who get mad at, especially you, Josh, because you obviously seem to get the most hate. My issue is, why do you feel so passionately? Why do you define your life so heavily by a movie or a game or whatever that you feel like your whole life is being torn apart just because some guy that you kind of pay attention to on the internet disagrees with you?
Yeah, and why does my opinion even matter? If you love Back to the Future, is my little rant about how it's racist really destroy the movie for you?
Yeah.
Ignore me. I'm not that big of a deal.
I like Back to the Future.
I hate it.
I like it. I don't have any particular. I don't love it. It's not my favorite movie, but I'll watch it, enjoy it if it's on.
I mean, Josh, you're not like screaming hatred and like trying to take down my website because I liked the Highlander animated series.
No, I just give you shit for that every chance I get.
Yeah, but you're not out there trying to like, this guy needs to die because he hated this or he liked this.
Well, do you remember when you posted my We Done Wrong article about Joss Whedon?
Which still gets comments now.
to that Buffy fan page. How many hate mails did you get asking to have me fired within a day?
Yeah, quite a few.
Which just solidifies my theory that Joss Whedon's fans are f***ing psychotic.
They do seem to have an abnormally high number of, I'm going to use the word passionate as a correct term, fans. I don't understand. I mean, okay, some of the stuff he's done, I think is kind of fun. I sort of enjoy the Avengers. But I don't know. He was involved in Cabin in the Woods. I kind of enjoyed that. But I don't understand the diehard fandom for him.
Yeah, like, I hate Alien Resurrection.
Oh, I don't hate it. It is bad, though.
It is bad.
It's better than Alien 3.
Yeah.
Or either Alien vs. Predator movie.
Yes, it is better than either Alien vs. Predator movie. I like Alien 3 visually. And I tend to be very visual when it comes to movies, so I forgive Alien 3's faults, largely because I like the look of it. But, yes, the most Alien vs. Predator movies blow.
Yeah, especially that second one, man. There's an entire world of things better than Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
But the other thing that I have issue with, and this isn't with just my trolls, although they tend to do this a lot too. This is something I see all over, whether it's on message boards, whether it's just comments on something like IMDb or anything, but mine do this too, is posting anonymously. So you little creeps don't even have the balls to post your real name. Everything I do is under my real name, with my real address, with my real phone number, with my real and regular email address. I don't hide like the little cowards out there that like to sling all the mud at me and then run back to their parents' basements where they can get the tweezers so they can jerk off.
Yeah, I hate when people are anonymous. I like actual people that, you know, that comment and with their name, or even try to, like, anybody that sends me an email, I'll reply to them, even if they're saying your review was a piece of crap. I'll still reply to that.
I really do not enjoy internet anonymity. I think it's one of the biggest issues with the internet because people will hide behind it. People, things they would never say in person, ways they would never act. The level of douchebaggery people stoop to, they would never do in real life if they're face to face with somebody. These people don't do these sorts of things.
Oh, Kevin, perfect example. The election we just had. You know how many people were anonymously tweeting about, oh, the nigger won again. But these people wouldn't do it under their real accounts.
Of course not.
You know why? Because they're afraid. They're weak little cowards who don't have the courage of their own convictions. Those people sicken me more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you that's eating, Jowski?
Yeah.
I'll fucking quit. It's
really good, though.
What are you eating?
Martha made more turkey.
Well, quit it. You're recording. Be a professional. As Ed Wood put it, let's try to be a cut above.
So let's be Ed Wood.
I would love to be Ed Wood. If that's my legacy, I'll take B-movie Artur. I'll take that.
Yeah, you know that movie wasn't even remotely accurate, right, Kevin?
Well, no, but I just mean in general.
It was close enough, though.
It wasn't.
There's a lot left out.
There's a whole lot left out. Let's not get into that on this show. But
yeah.
You know, what it comes down to is trolls are little cowards. And I do respect, for instance, the people that disagree with me. I do respect the people that under their real names, under their real Facebook or, you know, on Brad's site, if they link to their website, I know that, you know, it's if not them, someone pretending to be them, but, you know, still claiming to be them. I respect that you disagree with me. But you're doing it up front. For instance, Tim Terrell, the guy that used to run the Thum podcast, he and I started out as enemies, just bitching back and forth on Brad's site. And now he and I are not only friends, but we're making a show together.
There you go.
Because he was honest. I knew who he was. And once I looked into him, I went, I respect this guy. Disagree with him, but I respect him. I can't respect a spineless little whiny coward that just sits there behind the anonymity of the internet.
Well, you disagree with a lot of your co-hosts. You disagree with Scott a lot. You disagree with Chillian. That isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Well, right. It would be boring. I mean, that's why I never have Alex on What the F*** anymore, because all he ever does is agree with me. What fun is that?
That's all he ever does in general. He just kind of smiles and nods. Yep, yep.
Charlie and Jillian challenge me.
Yeah, I like that Jasky right now, sitting back. Yep.
Yep.
I agree with everything.
I agree with everything.
Including the fact that we're claiming that's all you do is agree with everything.
I don't agree with that.
Oh, I see.
I see what he's doing. I see what he did.
He's picking the easy battles.
Yeah. Yes, I am. I agree with that.
You know, but then you also have, going back to the little weasels that go too far. And by the way, thanks to the guy who runs the Faggot Josh Twitter account, not only do I know who you really are, I know where you're from. Coming down, bitch. But
I'll record a different name, because he'll be like, thanks to
Bob Joe.
No, it'd actually be funny if you put in Chuck Norris, considering what we said earlier.
Yes.
You know, like the Faggot Josh account. This guy hates me that much that he uses my photo to go online and pretend to be me to make me look bad. I am totally occupying space in that idiot's brain. That makes me feel more powerful than you could ever know, you spineless little twit.
What? And the thing is, why? I'm not saying that you're not entertaining or that you're not interesting, but how could somebody be so obsessed?
I'm thinking it's free crack night at the Monkey House. That's what it is.
I guess. I mean, I just don't understand that mentality at all.
It also comes down to, you know, first of all, some of my trolls misunderstood something. Some of the memes on me claim that using my photo and making a meme of it, that I consider that ID theft. No, I do not. What I was bitching about with ID theft is the person that actually stole my ID, used my photo, my webpage link, and was going on message boards posting as, hey, this is Josh from Radiodrome. Do you think there are too many fags and niggers in movies today?
There are. Yeah.
That, to me, is identity theft.
Did you just say there are?
With me. You're not making a joke about me. You are pretending to be me and say inflammatory things. There's a line. Legally, there's a line, bitches.
There is a line.
The memes about me, that's not ID theft. So those that keep saying I think those ID theft, you're just morons. And you actually didn't listen when I was bitching about that.
I did.
I'm so confused by Jowski's responses to everything you've been saying.
I think he's just agreeing with everything because he's an idiot and he's spineless.
Yes.
Hey, you're a troll, aren't you?
No.
It does have a history. Don't lie, Jowski.
No, yeah, I do have a history of trolling, but not on the internet, really.
4chan.
Well, I never posted a thing at 4chan, though.
I went to 4chan once, and I'm done with that. I'm not doing that again.
Oh, and you know what? 4chan's just the surface. That's the tip of the iceberg. There is an entire other side to the internet, the deep webs.
Yeah, that Jowski spends all of his time.
No, I spent about 20 minutes on that side of the internet.
So did you ever find one of those hitmen you were looking for, Jowski?
Yeah, but if I need one, I know where to find one.
Right?
Because basically, so with all the stuff about like the internet being censored and they're going to track you, people are like, well, I'm switching to Tor. I'm going to start using Tor. So I looked in to find out what Tor is, which you have complete anonymity. Your IP address is, you know, encrypted. You're actually surfing the internet with a different IP address.
But here's the problem with Tor. You think 4chan is bad? Those are the good people on Tor. Tor is the number one child porn distribution site in the world.
Well, it's not.
Do you really want to even just to go bitch at somebody? be associated with the people that are downloading pictures of a 3-year-old getting f***?
The way I described Tor was, I'm like, you remember in 8mm when they're looking for the snuff movie and they're in that like shady like basement where people are selling real, real bad porn and everyone's all scuzzy looking?
Yeah, I remember that.
That's Tor.
No, that's Tor with an upgrade. Tor is the scum at the bottom of the seamy underside.
Yeah, it's bad. Never venture into that land.
I typically avoid places like that are that vile. Is there anything on Tor that's actually worth accessing?
If you're into horse and child porn and things like that, no. Tor is the place you go when you don't want to be tracked looking for child porn on the regular internet.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I know where I'm not going.
Because when I was shown Tor, the person that showed me, he warned me. He said, okay, this is Tor. I haven't been here in a while, so I don't know if any child porn is going to be up on the very front page.
Oh, there is.
And it's like, I'm done. I don't know. I don't want to see this. No.
Now, yeah, if that's your description, it's like, there might be child porn on the front page. I don't know. I'm like, I'm just not going. Just not going to go. Yep. Not going to go anywhere near that.
It is a terrible, terrible place. So let's get back to the real internet, the normal internet.
Al Gore's internet.
Yep. Al Gore's internet. Now tell me how many times you've heard something like this. Like for heaven or ignore for hell, because Trayvon died and he would want you to like this picture so this premature baby with a condition you've never heard of will be like this soldier who fought for his country to save his sister from a rapist fire that burnt his face. For every like, a dollar goes to stop Kony. 90% of people won't repost this.
I hate those repost if you agree, like if you agree, if you do. I saw some right before the election that said, if you don't like my photo of Mitt Romney, I'm unfriending you. And I'm like, you know what? I unfriend you first.
Like, I'll just unfriend you now. We'll just save you the time.
Yeah, I can't stand. And then there's those chain letters. I've seen
those pop up. Yeah.
Oh, the ones that are especially like, I don't want to say urban myths. They're internet myths.
I like the ones that like the one that's going around right now about The Walking Dead. That nobody bothered to look in. Well, I mean, eventually somebody did, but all these people were reposting this one photo and bitching about it when it turned out to be, you just got trolled, right? It's a picture of Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl Dixon on The Walking Dead, wearing like a gray suit with his guts hanging out. And it's, oh my God, this picture's leaked from the set of Walking Dead season 3. They're killing Daryl. Oh my God. And that went around. I saw so many people repost that on Facebook until somebody actually said, you do know that's from the movie Pandorum that he also starred in, right? That it's a still from Pandorum and not from The Walking Dead. You people just got trolled.
Dustin reposted that earlier today. But people just
saw, oh, it's Norman Reedus. His guts are hanging out. It's got to be from The Walking Dead. Like the actor's never done another movie before. It's like, that's from Pandorum, actually, which is like a 4-year-old movie now.
But recently there's that one that you see people posting as their status that, like, in response to the new Facebook guidelines, I hereby declare that my copyright is attached to all of my personal details, you know.
Funny or Die, it was either Funny or Die or College Humor did a really funny video about how stupid those people are.
Recently, many of you have been posting this message to your Facebook walls, declaring that by doing so, Facebook has no legal right to your content.
By posting that, here's what you're actually declaring.
I don't know how laws work.
I think legal terms are magic words that can force people to do what I want.
I believe a wall post is a binding legal contract that can override a terms of service agreement.
The agreement you clicked yes to without reading in 2004.
I make knee-jerk decisions based on fear.
Like an animal.
Declaring something on your Facebook wall doesn't make it true.
Here are some other things you could declare and have exactly the same impact.
I am Cultramac, king of Pennsylvania.
I'm exempt from taxation, alternate side parking, and talking to my mom's friends.
If you're reading this, now I own your car.
I get to have 2 bar mitzvahs.
I am hereby immune to gonorrhea.
If you're a guy and we're hanging out, we're dating now.
Cats love me as much as I love them.
Hogwarts is real and I have a shot.
Also, if you're gonna copy and paste legal terms, take a second and Google them first.
Or Bing it. You could even Bing that sh**.
Here's some of the high-powered law talk you pasted into your status without checking.
The Bernay Convention is a 126-year-old Swiss treaty.
It has nothing to do with the internet.
The Rome Statute governs the prosecution of international war criminals for genocide.
Yeah, so unless you're posting, "Rothel just gassed 20,000 Canadians," this one does not apply. And let's talk about the word communique for a second. Just because a word is fancy and French doesn't make it legally binding.
Here's something that's never happened.
What? It's a communique? Case closed! It's communique, everyone! We can all go home! Communique!
Here are some more fancy words that also mean nothing in a court of law.
Vis-a-vis.
Rendezvous.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Lingerie.
Accoutrement.
Armoire.
Panache.
Eiffel Tower.
In conclusion, stop being a dumb Daryl,
a gullible Gus,
and an uninformed Humberto.
You don't need to post this status. I mean, why are they people gullible enough to think this?
By the way, I just, for the record, if I'm worried that someone's going to steal photos from me and use them in other purposes without my permission, I'm not putting them on the internet, because it will happen.
Oh, yeah. I don't put pictures on the internet that I'm, you know, don't want the world to get a hold of. If I have a picture that's personal, I will either give somebody the hard copy of it or do it through an email.
Well, that's how people got that photo of me for the memes.
From the internet?
They took them right from my Facebook page.
Yeah.
And yeah, I put them out there. I'm not bitching about that.
I'm just saying, you know, people who are like, these are my photos. They're my copyrighted photos. No one else can use them. It's like, they're going to use them. Deal with it.
First of all, that made me think of the other thing that the internet is for. And this you could almost call a meme, too. I don't like this. I don't like the whole, rule 34. That's just stupid. I really don't understand the mentality of someone that would actually animate My Little Pony characters having sex or Bart and Lisa butt-f***ing or things like that. This whole, if it exists, there is porn of it. You're a f***ing idiot.
But it's true. That's the thing.
That's because of all the sick, twisted individuals who actually think seeing Lisa fist Bart in a GIF is erotic. You people sicken me.
Yeah.
That's true, but yeah.
I mean, Rule 34 works if it's something that you actually want to see, you know, that's legal.
I don't need to see Velma going down on Daphne. I don't need to see cartoon characters having sex. I don't need to see that.
And there's hentai for that anyway.
Yeah.
You obviously aren't Japanese enough for it then, Josh.
No, it's different with hentai versus, like, somebody's really bad artwork of American cartoons.
Well, there's really bad artwork of Japanese cartoons, too, out there.
Yeah, there is.
And there's some good stuff, and there's some bad stuff, and it just depends on the artist. I'm not... Not every bad slash picture of American animation is, you know, not every one of those pornos is a bad art piece of art. Some of those people are talented, in spite of their weird...
Obsession.
Yeah.
Well, and Kevin, you just brought up something else. Now, this existed prior to the internet, but fanfic.
Oh, yes.
I really do not understand fanfic. Because, like, for example, in the earlier days of the internet, I'm a huge fan of the three-season TV series Millennium. When that got canceled on a cliffhanger, there were all these Millennium websites that had season 4 fanfic episodes, and I just went, oh, God, just stop. Please stop.
Or, like, you've seen the documentary Trekkies, right?
Is that the Shatner one or the Denise Richards one?
No, this is the one just about the fans.
Yeah, I think that was done by Denise Richards.
Yeah, and how crazy the fans are. Like,
I think that's the one that Denise Richards is Tasha Yar from Early Next Gens.
Oh, well, it's a documentary. And
Denise Crosby. Sorry.
Thank you, because you were confusing
yes,
me.
Yes, Denise Crosby.
It's like, what the f*** is Denise? It's not Denise Richards.
Denise Crosby. Sorry, wrong.
That makes more sense.
All right. Thank you.
But, like, you've got the Klingons, you know, people in full Klingon makeup at McDonald's ordering in Klingon.
And well, they're probably the ones that get pissed when the the idiot guy who was just getting high in the parking lot 5 minutes earlier is going, "Bah."
Well, they've got this, they follow around one of the main people that they follow is this kid, and he's always wearing this homemade Starfleet uniform. That this is from my own video project I'm doing of Star Trek, and it's like he's making his own Star Trek episodes with his friends, and he's obsessed with it. I'm like, oh, it's fanfic.
Well, there is also the most famous fanfic of all time,
Fifty Shades of Grey.
For those that don't know, that started out as Twilight fanfic.
Yep.
Yes.
And I have been told. And I have been told, I do not know, because I told Scott I don't want to know, that there is actually slash fiction of Scott and I having sex out there, slash fanfic. I don't want to know more than that.
I think I have a future episode of Geek Juice Radio where we dramatically read Josh and Scott slash fic.
Yeah,
that would be immensely disturbing. I'm sorry I even said that.
Yeah, but the Twilight fanfic that 50 Shades of Grey is, that like this E.L. James that wrote those books originally published them all under the name of Snow Queen's Ice Dragon.
Snow Queen's Ice. I'm sorry, but that sounds like a meth dealer to me.
That does.
You know, Snow Queen's Ice Dragon sounds like the guy you buy your meth from.
But yeah, she published 50 Shades of Grey, well, her Twilight fanfic, on different websites and forums, and people were like, this is bad. Take this down. Remove this, please. So she took them down, changed the names of the characters, and then published them.
Well, you know.
And then it sold bajillions of copies.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about our planet, but there you have it.
I have never read a single paragraph of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, we did an episode where we did readings of it.
I know, I'm saying I haven't actually read any. I've heard it's just basically a hardcore porn for mommies.
Yeah, S&M porn for the stay-at-home mom sect, pretty much.
It is.
It's pretty graphic, actually.
Well,
which is fine, but I'm just saying it's kind of weird that would become so popular.
Yeah, but see, since it's in a book, it's not considered porn. It's sort of the same thing as... Do you guys remember hearing about, I mean, this is even before my time, but Porn Chic?
It sounds familiar.
That was that brief period of time for maybe 9 months where Behind the Green Door, Deep Throat, Devil and Miss Jones were not considered porn. You had Jack Nicholson taking Sammy Davis Jr. out with a camera crew to go see Deep Throat, and it was playing at upscale theaters all across the country. And, you know, it was cool. Let's go see Deep Throat. And it was a cool in thing. It was the chic thing to do. There was this small era in the early 70s called Porn Chic. I think 50 Shades of Grey is sort of the print version of Porn Chic.
Sounds like Joe D'Amato was just a few years too late.
Pretty much.
There have been libraries, though, that banned 50 Shades of Grey. I mean, they got into trouble for it, but at least they tried.
I don't agree with that. The books might suck, but...
I don't agree with banning books in any form.
Exactly.
I mean, they got in trouble for it, and they had to make the copies available again, but...
I mean, I'd be fine if you card people, you don't let a minor get 50 Shades of Grey. Okay, fine. I don't have an issue with
that.
And
like I said, it is graphic. The descriptions are... Even though they're in poor prose and badly worded, they are graphic. Jowski's inner goddess loves 50 Shades of Grey, though.
Yeah, that line of that book, that my inner goddess.
I was at a Half Price Books a couple of months ago, and this girl was having such an internal struggle with herself. There was, for the same price, and she only had enough for one of them, the first 50 Shades of Grey and the final Twilight book, and she's holding both of them kind of like this, and you know, her head's going back and forth, and she literally looks at the dollars in her hand and then looks back at the books, and she was having a real internal struggle. 50 Shades of Grey or Final Twilight book? And I couldn't help but just kind of went as I walked past her, as I realized what was happening. And, you know, this is like a 30, 35-year-old woman.
You should have gone up to her and said, here, this is a better deal for your money, and it's a GED study guide.
The internet for dummies.
Yes. But back to the chain letters and stuff, though. You know what really gets me, though?
Dragging us back on topic again.
Wait. Yes.
Okay. God, you're such a kill. All right, Kevin, his new name is Joy of the Kill.
Indeed.
Is when your entire feed is just nothing but people sharing pictures from different sites. Not people's sites. It's like so-and-so shared this site's photo, and it's just some generic captioned picture, a meme of some sort.
Yeah, I get a lot of that. You'll notice I don't do that very often unless I'm sharing something from my own desktop.
Yeah, that's what I usually do. Well, upload
the only time links.
Yeah, but the only time I just share a photo like that is when it's something that's very succinct, like that censorship is justice bound, and it shows the Statue of Liberty in a very unwilling S&M position. I was making a f***ing point.
But yeah, you rarely do it, Josh. I mean, I can't think of another time you've done it besides that.
You know, usually I'm going off on something, on some minor thing that I write 5 paragraphs on.
Yeah, and I like people that post things, you know, like words that come out of their own head on Facebook that don't just click their, you know, sit there clicking share on every goddamn thing they see.
Okay, well then how about the opposite side where, now Twitter's, from what I've seen, I don't have a Twitter account, but from what I've seen, I don't know if it's still like this, but Facebook has become this. Do I need to know every pointless thing you've done today? I have friends, I mean, people I'm friends with in real life as well, that will post, like, just made some toast. Mm-mm-mm. Really? That required a Facebook post. You're an idiot.
I think they're just killing time while they're waiting for the toaster.
But I get lots of that stuff. Just got back from the ice cream parlor, double scoop chocolate. Really? I needed to know that. Because if you go through mine are usually either trying to get some information out there or bitching about something.
Usually bitching about something.
Yes.
It's,
usually that, it's bitching about whatever bugs up my ass at that point.
67%, 33% bitching to interesting articles. That's about the ratio.
Yep.
Dumbass.
Great conversation tonight about the internet, memes and trolls, internets.
In spite of Jowski trying to drag us back onto the actual topic, we had conversations here.
No, is Back to the Future racist? Really, it's your own decision.
Out of left field.
But I'm just going to go into just outros here. So I'm Alex Jowski. Kevin?
I'm Kevin Daly. Forgive Alex for his terrible intros and outros.
And I have really got to pee, is what's going on here, man. I can't think when my bladder's this full.
You are such an idiot.
Two words, adult diapers.
And Josh?
Yeah, I'm me.
You can find us all at geekjuicemedia.com, as well as you could also find Josh at 1201beyond.com.
Sure.
That is when the Vietnamese aren't mad about Joss Whedon.
You know Reiki to Josh Whedon.
Yes.
Yeah, I had heard about that. Josh apparently is hated universally.
Worldwide, motherfuckers.
That's impressive, though. I'm going to give it to you. Cross cultures, cross languages, doesn't matter.
You can really get into the minds of those Vietnamese, Josh. Where were you when Saigon fell?
If we're going to go there, it's a good thing that Charlie isn't here tonight.
Why? What am I missing?
Charlie. Charlie's in the jungle, man.
Oh, Charlie
is what our soldiers called Vietnamese.
Right.
Look, yeah.
Look, I'm not
absolutely leaving Jowski's, the fact that
Jowski's
Kevin didn't get that.
Has infected my brain. Forgive me.
Oh,
Victor dude. Charlie.
Yes, right, Charlie. Viet Cong, right. Got it.
Yes. Stay tuned for the projection booth, and we will catch you next week.
I'm sorry for all of this.
I'm not. I still like every episode.